Today's daf is Shvi'as daf Ayin Beis, and we have here in the ninth perek, and it's been a long time, but we will have some Agadata today. It's a parallel story that we have in the Bavli, in Masechah Shabbos, but we will get there, but we start off on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, towards the bottom. And let's remember the shitos about svichin. That's what this parak starts off by talking about. The machlokas about svichin. The iser drabanan that we paskin, what does svichin apply to? So if you remember, we had three shitas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, sviche chardol is mutter, because there's no chshad of the overavei. Rabbi Shimon says, all svichin are mutter, except for sviche kruv. That's the girsa that we have, and that's what we're going to go with. Remember Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, all svichin are mutter except for cabbage ones. That's what we saw yesterday, because those are the ones that are most confusing. You can't tell. The new ones are also big, and there's confusion. That's the Rabbi Shimon. And the Chachamim say, they're all asur. Kol asvichin asurin. So now, says the Gemara, v'chamamim kol asvichin asurin. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Havi Avar Bishmitza, Rabbi Shimon Bayachai was once taking a walk during Shemitah. Vechamachan Malakit Shvias, that he saw somebody gathering and harvesting Shemitah vegetables. Amar Le, Veles Aser, Veles Svichin Inun. What are you doing? Is that Aser? What are you harvesting Svichin for? You know, that's Aser. Amar Le, Velo Atu Matir, but they say to him, we learned Yerushalmi Shvias. You mutter it, right? You say svichin a mutter, except for cabbage. This isn't cabbage. So what are you talking about? That's mutter. Amar le, he answers, right. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is Rabbi Shimon. Stam Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, right? That's what they said. All right, don't you mutter it? So Amar le, he says, yeah, but vein chavir chalukin alai. But everybody argues with me, right? The Rabbim argues with me, and therefore you have to go like them. It's kind of like the opposite of Zakein Mamre, right? Zakein Mamre is somebody who goes against the Tzibur and says, forget them, go like me. Here, he argues with them and he says, forget me, go like them. He says, Tzibur, I'm outvoted, says Rav Shimon Yochai. And Kara Alav, words gather Yishchenu Nachash, and he quoted the Pasuk that Chazal applied to someone who goes against the words of the rabbis, the Pasuk in Koheles, that a snake should bite him. V'chein Avislei, Akachavi, that's what happened. Right, that's what happened to this person who was going against. Again, that's a fascinating that we know Zakein Mamre is one of the Dalet Shel Tzrichin Achraza, the four people that are punished because they're undermining the system of the judicial system, the legal system, whatever the system is. That's the Ramban in Parshas Kisese, which we have mentioned. But remember, Zakein Mamre in the third parak of Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam discusses this based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Zakein Mamre Amar Batorah, the rebellious elder. And remember the Rambam, this is the Rambam's genius in categorizing, right? He created Hilchos Mamrim. Did not exist before the Rambam. Hilchos Mamrim, he puts together Zakein Mamre and the Kibbut Avaim and Lo Sasur, right? And Lo Sasur, that's what he puts together here in Zakein Mamre, Kibbut Avaim, and Bal Tosif and Bal Tigra a little bit, Ben Sora Mora, Kibbut Avaim, and Zakein Mamre. Those three do not go together in Chazal, but the Rambam says they're all rebellion type of halachas, and therefore he created Hilchos Mamre. Amazing. So the Rambam says, Zakein Mamre Rabbah Torah, Hu Chacham Echad Michachma Yisrael, Sheish Biyodo Kabbalah, Vidon Umore Bedine Torah, Kamoshi Adunu, Viyoru Kochachma Yisrael, Shabalo Machlokes, it was Machlokes, and he was outvoted, Chalak Aleim, Behor Lasso Shalok Arasad. He told everybody not to follow their Hora'ah. Gazra Torah of Misa, Umisvada, Viyesh Lochel Golam Haba. But he tells everybody to go against. That's exactly the opposite of what's going on here, where Rav Shimon bar Yochai held his shita, but he said, don't follow me. Don't follow me. The Rabbanan held that I am outvoted. This is Rav Shimon bar Yochai, his shita. Interesting, we had a shiur a number of years ago about the Torah of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And there are many machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is usually his bar plukta, right? They're buried pretty close to each other, right? Rabbi Shimon is buried in Meron, right? And Rabbi Yehuda is buried right outside of Tzfat, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi on the going down the mountain outside of Tzfat, where you get to his, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi's kever, which is Rabbi Yehuda. And they have many machlokos. So I think, not sure who we quoted it from, but a number of achronim point out, that there seems to be even though each machlokas is separate and independent, there seems to be a motif that goes through each of the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds Baruch Hashem Yisrael Gufa is pater. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Baruch Hashem Yisrael Gufa is chayev. Rabbi Shimon holds Rabbi Shimon Miskavin is pater. Rabbi Yehuda holds Rabbi Shimon Miskavin is chayev. Rabbi Shimon holds Darshinan Taima Dekra. Right, you darshin the halachas, the reasons behind, and you could base halacha based on that. Rabbi Yehuda is dovar shein time of dekra. Rabbi Yehuda always looks at the pnimius. Shimon looks at the inside. What's behind? What's the kavana? Malacha shayisirch legufa is the same exact act that was done, but you're doing it for a different purpose. That changes its essence. Right, looking inside. Rabbi Yehuda says you look at what was done. You look at the externals. Right, the act was done, so it's chayiv. Right, Darshin Miskavin. If a malacha was done, right, are you chayev or not? Or the Darshin and Time of the Kra, you look behind. You look behind, Rabbi Shimon says. Darshin and Time of the Kra. This is a machlokas that interesting to think about all the machlokas that will come up if we could apply this. There's even a machlokas in the Medrash. In the Medrash, the Yalkut in Vayikra, the Yalkut explains, Vihishvati chaya ra'a min ha'aretz. Right, the pasuk says in the Bukhukosai by the brachas, I will remove all wild animals. That's the brach. All wild animals removed in the world. Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ma'avir min ha'olam. Rabbi Yehuda says, v'yemos geula, v'yemos ha'vashiach, there won't be. There isn't going to be lions and tigers and bears. They're not v'shvati chayara. And Rabbi Shimon says, no. They'll be there. They just won't be wild. And they won't be dangerous. They'll be lions, but you'll be able to go and pet them, and they'll be friendly. Vishbati chayara. So if Rabbi Shimon says, if you change the essence, it's as if it's not there. Right? Vishbati chayara. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they're not there. Right? Because you go by the physical reality, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, they're not there. So that's something that comes out. Also, Chavetz B'Pesach, what does Teshbisu mean? There's many elements of this machlokas, but maybe we'll add on one more in the following story. So here we go. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we know this story from Shabbos Lamed Gimel, Lag in Shabbos, Lag BaOmer, of course, the yard site, as is, we assume, is the yard site, according to many of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is Lag BaOmer, so it's Shabbos Lamed Gimel. So here we have a parallel version of the story of Rabbi Shimon in the cave. He hid in the cave for 13 years. Where do we have that lashon in this pesachta? Avad tamir b'ma'arta. Right. So we had about a week ago. Right. We had one of the tanan that went into a cave for 3 days to figure out what the reason for the halacha is. Right. Why is it that if you have water and the next city doesn't have water, why should you have to be able to take the water and you don't have to split it? So, and then his Rebbe told him, what are you going about all alone for? You should stay in the Chabura, stay in the Beis Medrash. You could have figured it out. Okay. Shimon Yochai, so he was in the cave for 13 years. As we know, remember the background of the story of the Romans made a gzera against him. They put a death warrant on his head because they overheard what he said. Right? There was a whole conversation that took place, and Yehuda ben Gerim said over the Lashon Hara, there was a whole conversation that took place about the Romans. And Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, those Romans, yeah, they're pretty good. They did a lot of great things for us. And Rabbi Shimon says, what are you talking about? You know what their kavanas were? Terrible. Let's remember that, because it's also Pasach Rabbi Yehuda v'Amar. Kama noy ma'aseim shalum azu. How beautiful are the actions of this Uma. This is not here in the Yerushalmi. I'm just reading this from the Bavli. Zeu tiknu shvakim, tiknu ksharim, tiknu mechasos. They made marketplaces and bridges and bathhouses. Rabbi Yossi shasak. Rabbi Yossi was quiet. Nena Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'Amar. Koma shetiknu lo tiknu l'tzorach atzmon. What did they mean? They did it for the worst kavanas. Do you think they did it for us? Right, tiknu shvakim lojavam zonos. Right, they made marketplaces to act inappropriately. Merchatzos la'adein bahen atzman. They make bathhouses to have their own physical pleasure. Kisharam lito me'amachas. Again, Rabbi Shimon looking at the kavanas. Rabbi Shimon's looking at the pnimius. Don't tell me what they did. Rabbi Yehuda, what they did. Physical, they built these things. Rabbi Yehuda, right, they did the act. Lushitaso. And there, what happens? Yehuda Begirim went and said over the things, Vinishmu Lamalchus, and they said, Yehuda becomes Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda becomes Rosh Hashanah Davrim, right? He got to speak at all of the governmental, ceremonies. He gave the benediction, and, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he had to go and, hide in a cave because they wanted to kill him, right? So, that's where we pick up the story here. So, he was in a cave. Bimares Tlas Azar Shnin. Bimares Charuvin. In a cave with caribs. Right, so the Gemara in Bavli says that the carob tree miraculously grew outside the cave. And some say it's called Charuvin de Truma, Some say they have the girsa of Truma here. What do you mean Truma? Was he a Kohen? Others change the girsa. It doesn't really mean Truma, the Vilna Gaon. And others say maybe it's a different word. Okay, different pshatim. Maybe it's right. The grudge just takes out the word the Truma. Achela gufa chaluta, until his whole body literally became rusty, but it became. You know, his after 13 years, what does the Gemara say in Shabbos? He stayed in the sand for 13 years. He didn't want his clothes to get worn out, so he put on his clothes to daven. They took off his clothes. He went into the sand, and his skin was all cracked and very painful. Finally, l'sof tlas l'shrishnin, after 13 years, Amar lina nafechami makala ba'ama. Let's go out to see what's going on in the world. What call is there in the world? Meaning, was the decree nullified? Right, what's going on in the world? Let's go out. So again, if you look in the, there are differences. Eliyahu Navi was the one that told him to come out in the Bavli, and then they had to go out, and they had to go back in for a year because they had laser eyes. Right, his son, every time, everything they saw, they zapped, and they burned. So, they had to go back in for a year. Just, one ha'ar I saw in the back, the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher, in the back, notes, Ayin Bifnim Kala Maisa, V'umishunim Mekabet V'arim Mashinimsa B'zeh B'Bavli. Right, there are many differences between this story and the Bavli, and he says, and you find that often in Yerushalmi and Bavli stories. Right, we haven't had too many stories. Meseches Peah had a bunch of stories, and Meseches Brachas had many, if you remember. And you find a couple of other parallels. V'chol ha-ma'asios kishehen ruban b'shinui mi-Yerushalmi le-Bavli ishtani le-mal yusab Yerushalmi. Says Ibn Chasalazar, the more authoritative version of the story, you got to look in the Yerushalmi, because that's where these stories took place. They were Tanaim. So it was a game of telephone by the time it got to the Bavli. So he says, if you have two versions and it's not clear, so you know, go by the Yerushalmi version. Keniris yoter leinenu ulahasik b'sechlenu b'frat ha-mesupar mitanoim v'amoroim shahayu be'eretz Yisrael. Okay, if it's a story about the rabbis of Bavel, fine. But about the story of Eretz Yisrael, sheyadu b'diyuk yoser b'Yerushalmi kisham avikvi b'duchta mashenkin migola elgola shehachlu l'Bavel. Interesting comment about the different versions of the stories. Okay, so why is this brought here? You'll see that it's also about somebody who makes a comment to him. So the Basov Tzad says, after the 13 years, so he's ready to go out. Nafik v'yasev le'al puma debarta, he sits at the doorway of the cave. Chama chad sayed. So in the Bavli, remember, just like learning two Gemara is now in the Bavli, he goes out, he had to go back in, he goes out, and he sees somebody running with two hadassim on Erev Shabbos, and he says, what are you running for two? One for Zachar, one for Shomar. Here's a totally different story. We quoted this many years ago in a drasha. Chamachat Sayed, Sayed Siparin, Paras Mutsutse. He saw a trapper trapping birds. Trapping birds, he put out his net. Shama Braskala, Amra Dimus, Vishtisus. Right before the guy had a trap, and he hears a bas kol from Shemayim say, mercy, Demus, what was Marafulda says, Rachamim, Vishtazvis, and the bird was saved. Amar Tzipor, see, and then he hears another version, the Medrash has, and he hears, Chayiv, and the bird was caught. Right, a bas kol right before. So Amar, he says to himself, even a bird has such hashgacha. Tzipor, mi beladi Shemaya lo yavda. Even a bird without Shemayim, not without Shemayim, it wouldn't be lost. Koshkein barnasha. So surely a person. So I'm going out. There's such hashgacha even for a bird. There must be unbelievable hashgacha for a person. It's pretty. The question that's asked by some of the Farshim is, what, after 13 years of learning Zohar in the cave, what, he didn't really believe in hashgacha? Right, he had to get it from the bird, a baskal. Oh, see, a bird has hashgacha. It must be a kadosh baruch has hashgacha on me. Like, what did he learn from this story? Kasha. So kad chama de shadchin milaya. When he saw that the thing was rested, right? Shadcha milaya. That means look at the Pnei Moshe. Shadvarim nochim. Right, the thing calmed down. Demis kesar v'lo helo pachad. Right, some say also the word shidduch. Right, when somebody gets a shidduch, now they're calm and rested, and things are quiet because now you don't have to like worry about things anymore. Tishadchi milaya, Amar nechus nichmi bahad dimus into Tveria. Let's go do something for. Let's go get warm. different shot of what nichmi means. But let's say nichmi, let's go get warm in the dimusin to Tveria. What does that mean? Like the bathhouses of Tveria, they were going to go take a shower. He hasn't taken a shower in a long time. Right? We think it's long now. You know, my son hasn't taken a shower more than 2 months. He had 13 years. But, Amar, Srichin, Anna, people listen to this in many years. You know, my son is, fighting for Am Yisrael. Amar Tzrichin Anan Lasos Takan. So after he went to the bathhouse, and remember the story in the Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, his son-in-law took him to the bathhouse, and the Gemara describes how it was very painful because his skin was very parched, and with the hot water, and there were cracks, and his son-in-law was crying, and every time he cried, the tears went into the cracks of his skin, and he was crying even more, and he was saying, oh, how do I see you this way? He says, Baruch Hashem, you see me this way, because of all the Torah that I learned. That's the whole story, is not here in the, Yerushalmi. But, Amar Tzrichin Anu, So we have to do something good. You know, they gave us either because the Kadosh Baruch Hu saved me, or specifically because of the people in Tveria that allowed him to use the bathhouse. So we have to do something. We have to do something good to help society. But even before that, before we continue, just one ha'ara. Interesting that he sees this hashgacha and he says, even birds, so it must be that I'm going to be okay if even birds have hashgacha. There is a question in the Mefarshim. It's already a Zohar. I always thought it was an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, but it is a Zohar. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is based on the Zohar. The Zohar says, in Brachos, Amar Ruvain. Remember Ruvain? Ruvain says they were going to kill Yosef, and Ruvain says, no, throw him in the pit. Throw him in the pit, save him, and throw him in the pit. So the Zohar is bothered by the question of, if we know, according to Chazal, Nechashim, Mayim Einbo, but Nechashim Akrabim Yeshbo, there were snakes and scorpions in there, so what kind of salvation is that? You're going to throw them in the pit. The Halacha and the Mishnah says in Yevamos, or the Braisa says in Yevamos, that if you know a man fell into a pit with snakes and scorpions, you're allowed to testify that the husband is dead and the wife can get remarried. Because snakes and scorpions, he's not going to get alive. Right? So what was Reuven saying? Let's save him! Vayatzileo miyadim, and throw him in the pit! It was just killing him in a different way. So the Zohar says, a different pshat, maybe they didn't know, but assuming that they knew, the Zohar says, Ruvain tav le minpal le lego guba denachshin va'akrabin. It was better, Ruvain felt, to throw him in that pit, velo yismaser biyad de sanui, and not to put him in the hands of those who hate him, meaning to kill him. Begin to hacha, asar denachashim va'akrabim, iihu tzadika kadisha. Ihu tzadika, if he was a tzadik, kutsha brichu yarchish le nisa. Ula zibnin dezachu da'afon misayin le barnash. Hashem would do an ace for him, or zchus avos. Vish teziv minayu. And he will be saved. Aval, kibon di ismaser bi'da de sanui. But if he's in the hands of somebody who hates him, zeirin inun diachlin lishtazava, ubegin kach, maybe he won't be saved. Ubegin kach, omar laman, hitzel sa miyadam. Miyadam daika. Hitzel miyadam. It doesn't say to save him, it just says save him from their hands. Save him from the brothers. In other words, the Zohar is saying, and the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh quotes this, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls Hashgacha for the timeline of people when it comes to animals. But Bali Bechira in terms of killing others, it sounds like that's worse. So Yehuda Reuven says, we're not sure if he's Chaim Yisrael or not. Maybe he's a Rodef, maybe not. You know what, let's not kill him. Let's leave it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Throw him in the pit. Right, if he's innocent, Hashem will save him. But if we do it, then it doesn't prove anything. Wow, that's the Zohar, that's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and many other Mefarshim say, and that's what it means. Maybe what we say in Tachanun, right? David HaMelech says, "Tsar li ma'od, nafla na biyad Hashem ki rabu rachamav, or biyad adam alapola." I'd rather be in the Yad Hashem and not in the hands of others. According to this, it's a little hard to, you know, everybody has Bechira Chavshis, but we recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of people's lives. And if somebody's life, Rachman al-Islan, ends, it's hard for us to accept the fact that Hashem wasn't involved in that. Hashem wasn't involved. It says the Netziv, Chalil Alomar, She'ein Biyad Hashkachu El Yonah Lishmar Gami Bechira Sa'adam. Chas V'Shalom, says the Netziv. Elakach Yishlan Alomar, Delazeh Be'inan Schuz Yoser, it just means, you know, eating a little extra schuyos. Right, which you have schuslavos, maybe the lecture schuyos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will, if somebody's in a dangerous situation, somebody puts themselves in a dangerous situation, right, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you, you're in charge, but don't put yourself in a dangerous situation, right, so there's Kadosh Baruch Hu has to get a little more involved, in the more, a little more involved in that. Hainu shakol biyad Hashem yisbarach lufamim lo gazro lo vadayin misa avo maisam nigramim lufamim shiyadunu mechadash b'chulu. So this is a big discussion. But from this Gemara, Rosh Hashanah tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. If it happens for a bird, it means against that Zohar and against that Arachayim HaKadosh. So maybe after alluding all that Zohar, he came out and said, no, I heard it from the bird. Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe that's the pshat of the Gemara. So he learns Zohar for 12 years, and this is what he learns from the Zohar. Kadosh Baruch, when it comes to a person, you know, Kadosh Baruch maybe doesn't have, so to speak, kaviyocho, that to control. He comes out, he sees the bird, he says, of course Kadosh Baruch has control. If the bird has hashgacha, so surely Kadosh Baruch has hashgacha. Okay. So we continue. So he says, we got to do something. Let's do something for Tveria. So there are a couple of pshatim in Shabbos Lama Gimel, what he actually did. Different pshatim. Based on Vayichan as Pnei Ha'ir, he learns from Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu came back, and he wanted to give thanks and thank you for the salvation that he had. So he also did something. She osin itlisin. He made marketplaces umochin bashuk, and people were able to sell things in the market. Right? He did something good for society. So Amar Shimon Chai says nidaki tveria. Let's purify. Dachi is to purify in Aramaic. Nidaki tveria. Why? What was the problem? Because there was an area in Tveria that had a huge area of Suffolk Mason. This huge field, maybe a huge road that there were corpses underneath, nobody knew where they were. So the Kohanim had to walk all the way around. There was a big tircha for them. So Rav Shimon Chai is like, I'm going to make this road pure. So it'll be better and easier for the people. But Vavinasav Termasin, he took Termasin, right? Why Termasin? So the Gemara there explains a little bit about Termasin. Termasin, we've had a couple of times. It takes them seven times to cook them because they're very hard. It's a type of a legume. Umekatitz umekalek. And what did he do? He took the termasin, he threw them all over the field. He threw them all over the field. The Ras Irlio says before he did that, he said Shem Hashem with each of the termasin. Right? Umalovaloche shalav shem. And what happened? Vakal hey davi muisa havitayef. Wherever there was a mace, it floated up to the surface. It floated up to the surface of the ground. Visalak lemin lael, and then he took it away. And all of a sudden, there were no more mason in this field. Amazing. That's the story. If you look in the Mashbiach is one of the achronim here in the back. He quotes, this sounds like, any of us are familiar with Navi, sounds like what Elisha did. Remember Elisha, Malachim Beis? Right, Elisha said there were a bunch of, Elisha is the one in Tanakh who did more miracles than anyone else. Look at Malachim Beis, every parak is another three miracles of Elisha. So one of them was there. So the Mashbiach says, look in parak Vav of Malachim Beis. Right, so that's where the Bnei Nevi'im say, we have to build another Nevi'im school. You know, it's too not enough room where we are. Let's go down to the Yardane and build a Navi school. He's like, okay, great, you come with us, Elisha. Okay, fine, I'm coming with you. Let's go. One of the students say to Elisha, and the Chazal say, that was Yonah. Yonah says, come with us. Fine. Elisha goes with them. They start chopping wood in order to be able to, you know, build the new school, the new Navi school. Yonah, he was chopping wood. All of a sudden, he's chopping wood. The top of the axe flies off, like Maseches Makos, and instead he goes into the water, and it drops in the water. And he starts screaming. This is a borrowed axe. I have no money. The guy's going to kill me, right? If I don't return this axe. It was a fancy axe. I borrowed it. I have no money. What am I supposed to do? Vayomer Isha Elokim, Ananafal. Elisha says, where exactly in the water did it fall? Vayareyu Alamakom. Yonah says, there. Vayiksav Eitz. What does he do? He takes a piece of wood. And Vayashlak Shama, he makes the wood float in that spot. And all of a sudden, whoop, right? Magnetic force. The axe head comes up to the surface, reattaches itself to the piece of wood, and now Yonah has his axe back. Vayatzef HaBarzel. And it floated up, right? So Yonah went down to the water after he was brought his axe up from the water. There's a lot of connections there. Vayorim, Elisha says, Harim Lachnu, take your axe. Vayishlach Yadav Vayikachel. Okay, there's a lot of symbolism, but the Mashbiach says, sounds similar, right? You put something down, it floats up. and it was saved. So here, we didn't get to the reason the story is brought here yet. Elisha did this amazing, not Elisha, Rabbi Shimon Yochai did this amazing nace in order to help out the city of Tveria. City of Tveria. Chamsei, why do you go to Tveria? Why do you go to Tveria? So again, that's, as we've said, Tveria was the special, the place where the Sanhedrin was. Remember, that's what we also had where Rabbi Yochanan on yesterday's daf, right? After he was the other rabbi that always argued with him, he went from Tzibori to Tveria. Tveria was a special spot in the days of in those days. So Chamsei Chad Kusi. So fine, after this he saved this city. He saw a certain Kusi. Amar Lena Azal Mefali Bahadi Sabad Yudai. He was scoffing at this new Jewish rabbi that came out. There was a scoffer. There was a scoffer. So what did he do? He wanted to play a trick, right? Sounds like the trick that we know about putting out the mun, right? When it was Shabbos morning. So Nasav Chadmis, he took a dead body. Also Va'atzmarei Hein Dedachi. He put it, he buried it in a spot that was already purified by Rishon Bayachai. So Asa Lagabe Rishon Bayachai, he comes to Rishon Bayachai. Amarlei, Lo Dachis Asar Plan. Didn't you purify this spot already? I think you purified, I think I'm going to prove you wrong. Didn't you purify this spot? Esa, come with me. Vana mefik lechamisa min taman. I'm going to take out a dead body from the ground. I think you missed one. I think you missed one, Rishon Bayachai. Safar Rishon Bayachai Baruch HaKodesh shenasnu sham. Rishon Bayachai saw Baruch HaKodesh, you know, what was going on here, the setup that he was going to have. V'amar, and he said, don't mess with Rishon Bayachai. That's the message of this Gemara. V'amar, gozer ani aloha elyonim sheyeredu v'ala tachtonim sheyalu. He says, the ones above should be below, the ones below should be above. So what happens? This scoffer died, and this dead body came back to life. The Cain, Havislay, and that's what happened. So Rishon Bayachai did what he had to do to make sure that nobody thought it was a Chil Hashem and didn't trust the nace, so to speak. There are many halachic discussions about this story. This story also comes up in Shabbos, the fact that he was Metaher. Some details weren't, this part of the story wasn't so clear there. How did he Metaher al Yedei Nes? You allowed to use Nisim for halacha? Allowed to use Nisim, right? That's the allowed to use Nes oil for Hanukkah. That's a question on Hanukkah, right? Usually Nisim or Nisim, and it's not appropriate, right? Why the Tosefes Yom Kippurim, one of the Achronim on Yom on Mesefes Yuma, asked that question on this Gemara, but they also say, and also the other Gemara, why is that? What is that doing in Yuma? Ayin Hey, Ayin Vav, around there, because there it says the Mun helped Paskin Shilas. Right? Because there was a whole question about a woman was Mizana. The question is, whose baby boy is this? Right? Who's the father? So the mun figured it out. Who got the extra portion at their doorstep in the morning? Right? So the mun figured it out. Or, an Evet stole. Somebody said, the Evet stole this. And no, it's mine. So the mun helped Paskin Shilas. So that's what the Sefer Yom Kippurim says. How are you allowed to use, heavenly intervention to Paskin Shilas? Okay. Weiter. Me avar kumi mugdala. One time Rishon Bayachai was going past a tower. Shama called the safra. He heard a scribe, right, inside, or some type of a chacham. Amar habayachai medaki tveria. Right, he heard somebody in a, again, in a scoffing type of way. Right, or you heard bar yachai. Maybe it's also the fact he called him by his last name. He couldn't go from Shum bar yachai. Bar yachai, was medaki tveria. Amar lei. He said, and it was the guy was like talking down about it, not in a shevach way. Amar le, yavo alai em lo shamati shetveria asidili tahir. Right? Yavo alai, meaning I should be cursed. It should come upon me if Tveria is not going to be purified in the future. Meaning Tveria is unique and special, and that's why I did that to Tveria. Right? Special place. Afilu kein lo himnis hayit. But even so, even though I did this and you heard it, uniqueness of Tveria, you didn't believe. Miyan nasa gal shel atzamas. Right? So that person didn't make it, and he became literally a pile of bones. Right? That's what the Pnei Moshe says. Lachar kol atircha shetarachti. I did it. I went and I got the termasin and I put him there. After everything that I did, you don't believe the power, the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're not a mamin. And Nasagal shel atzamas. Again, the uniqueness of Tveria, I think we mentioned also that the Rambam buried in Tveria. Why is he there? But the Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin that is where the Sanhedrin is going to come back up. La'asilavo. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchas Sanhedrin, where he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about all the places that the Sanhedrin went after the Churban, Ukshizkakal Ashura Galu Mimakom Lamakom, Ula Asar Makomos Galu, Visofan Litveria. It went to 10 places, and the last stop the Sanhedrin went was Tveria. Umisham Lo Amad Bezdin Gadol Arata. And there hasn't been a Sanhedrin until now. V'kabalahi Shetveria Asidin Lachzor Tchila Umisham Netakan L'Migdash. And we have a Mesorah that Tveria, get the Sanhedrin again in Tveria, and then go to the Beis HaMikdash, go to the Lishkas HaGazis. It's interesting because the Rambam himself is the one that says that we could reconvene the Sanhedrin if you get all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael that agree, but maybe he's alluding to here that it's never going to happen, right? Because it's, you know, it's going to come back from Tveria and go back to Yerushalayim. Okay, that is the story of Rishon BaYochai and the parallel story in Shabbos. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Shalosh Arotzos L'Bir. We know the halacha of Bir, if the produce is no longer available in an area, then you have to get it out of your house. If it's no longer available for the chayas, you have to get it out from the behemoths. So the Mishnah says, Shalosh Arotzos L'Bir. The Eretz Yisrael is split into three. Yehuda, Ve'ebar Yardin, Ve'Galil. Three areas. And therefore, if I live in Yehuda, and there are no more pomegranates in Yehuda, then I have to get rid of them, even though there are pomegranates in Galil. But if I live in a place and there's none available in my place, beer kicks in. But the opposite is also true. If I still have pomegranates and other places don't, doesn't matter. I'm still allowed to eat my pomegranates. The beer didn't take place. So there are three. They split up into three, and each of those three are split up into three. So there's really nine places. Shalosh, shalosh, aratzos, l'kolachas v'achas. So here we go. Galil elyon v'galil atachton v'emek. Each of the places have a higher, let's say, mountainous area, a medium area, and a valley area. Because things grow differently in these places. That's why they're all split up. Mikfar Chananya Ulamalan, called Kfar Chananya was the lower border of the upper Galil. Mikfar Chananya Ulamalan, Koshin, Magadol, Shikmin, Galil Elyon. If sycamores don't grow there, then you know that belongs to the Galil Elyon. Mikfar Chananya Ulamatan, Koshin, Magadol, Shikmin, Galil Tachton. You know, that's part of the Galil Tachton. If it grows Shikmin. Utchum, Vitveria, and the Tchum Tveria, that's the valley, that's the area. They take out the next word. That is the Emek. Ubi Yehuda, Hahar, Hashvela, Veha Emek. Ushvela's Lud, Kishvela's Hadarom. That, the Shvela, the low part, lying parts of Lud is like the Darom. Vihahar Shalak, Kahara Melech. Its mountainous area is like the Hara Melech area. Mibes Charon Arayam, Medina Achas. And from Beis Charon until the Yam, that is all considered one section as well regarding Hilchos Beer. Okay, we'll stop here. You'll have to forgive. Sometimes people say, oh, you spent so much time on Amud Aleph, but come on, this stuff is, we have, give a little flexibility here. Okay, we'll stop here.